Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today we're joined by fourth grade teachers from Sally Morrow Elementary. We have Tiffany Shire and Jared Chiara. And we're going to be talking about all things Sally Morrow. So thank you guys both for taking the time to come in and talk with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So something I've always been doing for these school district updates is with the start of the school year coming up just about a month ago, I like talking about what the teachers were doing over the summer, because a lot of people think this is a job that only lasts the 9 months through the school year, but you guys are constantly doing things throughout the school year or the summer. So what was it like for you guys this summer?
I'll go ahead and answer that. I think that for most teachers, we're taking a little R&R. We're trying to recover from the school year, but we had some money at Sally Morrow's left over for some professional development, and the SLT team from Sally Morrow went to Florida to a workshop called, to a big event, not just a workshop, it was quite the professional development called Get Your Teach On. And we spent 3 days in Florida learning how to, getting some good ideas on how to liven up things at school, how to get our kids excited about learning, and just sort of to get us to continue, boost us up to help us stay excited about teaching as well. And so we spent several days, it was a full week by the time we traveled there and back as a group, being excited about education in Florida.
And that's always the fun part, is once you can get these kids excited about learning, that's when the real fun really starts. So it's always exciting to hear what teachers are doing to help in the pursuit of that. Now, with school about halfway through your first quarter, what's it been like? What's the back-to-school process been like for you guys so far?
You know, it's an adjustment, I think, for the students and the teachers. We're getting back into a routine, getting organized, working hard, maybe having some homework. But the kids are doing great. There's so much good energy at the beginning of the year for teachers and kids. And we're excited because we like to keep things fresh in our classroom. We have a field trip to the state capitol in December, and we try to do fun and engaging things in our classrooms.
And I know that those state capitol trips are always a big hit for the kids. Those are some of the most exciting trips you can go on. And then coming up next week for you guys, we were talking about it before we came on here, you're going to have parent-teacher conferences and a book fair going on. So it's a busy week for you guys next.
Yeah, so next week, Wednesday and Thursday, there will be parent-teacher conferences. The notes go home today, so parents, keep an eye out for those. But it's a busy week next week. We've got something secretive going on next week too that we're not going to say anything about, but we've
big
got
surprise.
Big surprise. But we've also got the parent teacher conference, the book fair all week. Come in and do some early Christmas shopping and see what we've got there. But next week's going to be a good busy week for us at Sally Morrow, and getting to see the parents and talking to them about how their kids are doing.
Yeah, and Scholastic will be the one doing the book fair. So some years we can't get Scholastic, but it's a great one this year. So people should come by and get some books.
Those Scholastic book fairs are always just a big hit. I mean, I remember being a kid. Those were the most exciting weeks of school. So I'm excited for those kids to have that coming to them next week. Now, something else we talked about beforehand was you guys are trying to adjust to a new language arts curriculum, and that's been something that's been a constant throughout the district.
Yeah, so the district-wide, we got a new reading curriculum, new language arts curriculum called CKLA. We actually have training for that today when we leave the radio station. But it's been an adjustment. There's a lot going on there. It's really a good curriculum, but like has already been said, there's a new routine we've got to learn and quite the schedule to get back to with that CKLA, and it's pretty rigorous, but it's been good.
It's rigorous, and they're raising the bar of what they expect students to be able to do, and the critical thinking and writing. So we're excited because it's been great so far.
And that's good to hear that it's been a good change in the curriculum. It's always up in the air when you first get introduced to these new curriculums. Now, for both of you, with the school year recently starting, what's been your favorite part of this year so far?
You know what? I love building the relationships with my students. I love getting to know them. I love how so quickly we can turn into a classroom family. And if the kids are happy coming to school and feel safe and loved, then that's when optimal learning takes place.
I think I'd have to agree with Tiffany. I think that's the biggest thing, is just building that family in your classroom, learning to know the kids and getting to be friends with them and understanding how everybody's going to learn and grow and function together.
Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you guys would like to leave the listeners with?
Go Sally Morrow Bulls!
Well, Jared, Tiffany, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. Again, that was our Carbon School District update, and today we were talking to Sally Morrow Elementary. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.